listener production. Houston preached after abuse confession. Raids halt far-right German plot. Merger creates mega university. And actors all shook up over Elvis. From the Saturday Paper and Listener, this is Post News in 5, written by Max O'Prey. I'm Adair Shepherd, and these are your news headlines for today, Thursday, December 8. Number 1. Morrison was warned the robo-debt recovery scheme would be illegal without major changes, but his department pushed ahead anyway, an inquiry is heard. The Royal Commission into the Automated Welfare Debt Recovery Scheme heard on Wednesday that the Department of Human Services executives sent an alert in early 2015 to Morrison, who was Social Services Minister at the time. The message warned that based on Department of Social Services advice, robo-debt could only go ahead if the law was changed, even though bureaucrats insisted that the policies would not change how welfare payments were calculated. Earlier robo-debt inquiry sessions had heard that Morrison had received, quote, watered-down briefs that would typically have gone instead to the Minister for Human Services, who at the time was Maurice Payne. Morrison is scheduled to appear before the Commission on Wednesday, and he is pushing for a stack of secret cabinet documents to be made public before he gives evidence. Number 2. Pentecostal pastor Frank Houston continued preaching sermons for months after admitting he had sexually abused a 7-year-old boy, a court has heard. The evidence was given by Emmanuel Christian Family Church pastor Barbara Taylor, who was called as a witness in proceedings brought against Frank's son, Brian Houston. Brian is on trial for allegedly failing to go to police after his father, who is now deceased, confessed in 1999 to abusing a child. Notes made by Taylor indicate Brian told her in November 1999 that he'd received a confession from his father. Number 3. Thousands of German police have conducted raids on members of a far-right group allegedly plotting to overthrow the government by force. Police arrested 25 people, with prosecutors claiming the movement was suspected of, quote, having made concrete preparations to violently force their way into the German parliament with a small armed group. The plot envisioned a former member of a German royal family who uses the title Prince and comes from the royal house of Royce as a leader in the future. Number 4. Australia's largest university will be located in South Australia under plans to merge the University of Adelaide and UniSA. To be known as Adelaide University, the combined institution will start operating from January 2026. Premier Peter Malinauskas and university officials on Wednesday night signed a statement of cooperation, hailed as a, quote, historic document to pursue the creation of a university of the future. The new mega university would feature a total enrollment of about 60,000 students, and total research income is forecast to be $321 million. And number 5. Baz Luhrmann's Elvis has dominated the Australian Academy of Cinema and Television Arts Awards at a lavish ceremony held on Wednesday night. Elvis took home 4 awards for Best Film, Best Direction in Film, Best Lead Actor for Austin Butler, and Best Supporting Actress in Film, Olivia De Jong. In an interview earlier this year about Elvis, Luhrmann said he had, quote, never really wanted to do a biopic. I always really admired the way Shakespeare would take a historical figure and explore a larger universal theme or idea. That's it for Post today, December 8. Don't forget to subscribe to Post News in 5 here in the Listener app, as well as to the Politics Podcast, your daily shot of what's happening in and around Parliament House. You can also head to thesaturdaypaper.com.au to subscribe to our newsletter. Have a great day.